You're now listening to Chewing the Fat Podcast with your host, Sapa Brick, King Kelso, Coffee Black, and your boy, Cecil B. Sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Let's do this.
What it do? Welcome to another episode of Chewing the Fat Podcast with your host, No Sugar, No Cream, because that's how he like his coffee, Black. And my boy, from way over that way, Sapa Brit.
With lots of cream over here.
And your boy, Sensitive B. How y'all doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Doing great.
Cool. How was y'all Father's Day?
Ooh, I was spoiled. Absolutely spoiled.
Oh, well, you got a lot of stuff or something?
Mm-hmm.
What you get?
The toys that go bzzz in the night. No, I'm kidding. We all laugh because we know it's all true, right? Okay. So I got some cologne from my girls and some underwear. And lots of pictures. They're drawing a lot of pictures at school, so I got about at least 3 or 4. You know, happy Father's Day cards from school, from this, from that, from them just, you know, doing it after school, you know. And a couple of key rings with their picture in it, a little message. So, yeah, it was very personal and very enjoyable. Yeah, it was good. What'd you get, Reg?
A chance to... Nothing. I ain't get nothing. Nothing. I did get a laugh, though. I saw where this little kid scratched "I love my dad" in his car with a screwdriver.
Ooh. Mm. I bet you're glad you're not that boy's father.
You know what? I wouldn't mind.
You wouldn't mind? Just...
No. Okay.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
It's better than him scratching "deadbeat dad" in the car.
I saw a photo of that kid scratch that car up.
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny, man.
That's crazy.
What'd you get, Sincere?
Oh, I didn't want anything. I just wanted to be able to just chill all day. That's all I did, just play my Xbox, my games, watch sports on TV. All I did is all I wanted. I ain't want nothing else. That's what I got. So very relaxed, chill.
I got a rant about all that. I'll rant about it a little bit later.
About what?
Father's Day, Mother's Day, the whole
thing. Well, go on then. It's a good segue. Come on, let's hear it.
All right. Why do we get the crappy gifts?
Father,
yeah, think about it. All right, Safa, you got underwear, right?
Yeah.
How many kids go out and buy their mother some drawers on Mother's Day?
Yeah, but you know, it's traditionally a father's thing. Yeah, right? I got socks as well, if that helps. Okay.
Okay, but how many kids go out and how many people go out and get their mother some socks or some stockings or drawers? Bras. We don't do that stuff. And then if we did, we'd be called creepy. Come on. We get crappy stuff. Hold on. Mother's Day. They start advertising Mother's Day a month in advance.
Yeah, but
Father's Day, we get a week. And hold on. Where are all the sales at? Mother's Day, they got sales at Macy's. They got sales everywhere. Father's Day sells at Sears because they want to go get us some tools to fix crap around the house. Man, get out of here with that.
Yeah, I have to admit, Father's Day is not really well advertised. It's not as big as Mother's Day, put it that way. And what I did notice, though, is on Facebook and elsewhere, women were taking credit for Father's Day because there's lots of single moms out there, right? And while I understand that single moms... Yeah, it's a very difficult job. I get it. But there is a Mother's Day, and I guess they have to make sure that they are fulfilling both roles, right? And so they were claiming Father's Day for all single mothers, which is fine. I got no problem with that. But yeah, it's just I think it's just not as popular. You know, it's just not as popular.
Do you feel like it's fathers that have got it to this point? Because if you think of fathers, even myself, I'm pretty laid back. I don't need a lot of fancy shit, and the shit that I do want is very expensive. Just tech shit.
Yeah.
So, and I look at other things as being like, I don't need that. I don't need to buy that. I got some tennis shoes. I wear sweats a lot, t-shirts a lot. You know, but a woman, you know, they get their nails done, makeup. Mm. They want the fancy panties for the husband. Mm. They want the nice shoes all the time.
Yeah.
I say they want that all the time, but we don't. Mm. Do you think that maybe people look at men as fathers, they're like, well, my father's pretty laid back. He don't really want anything, really. He's always saying, don't worry about me, whatever. Do you think that we had a part in making it the way it is now?
I think, no. I think Mother's Day has always been traditionally flowers and chocolates and, you know, getting some nice stuff for mommy, right? I mean, I think every kid loves to do that, right? I mean, even my wife gets tons of flowers on Mother's Day. It's like she gets them from the kids and from me and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? And women love chocolate. They love flowers. That just seems to be the general thing. For Father's Day, it's like underwear, socks, it's jerseys, it's, you know, arbitrary things, right? So, but things that fathers use every day, right? Because I must admit, when was the last time you went shopping for underwear or socks? Specifically.
Just last month. Just last month, I go shopping for socks all the time.
Really?
I love socks.
Jeez, how many socks do you have?
Underwear too. Man, look, okay.
Tell me you throw out the old ones at least. You're not like piling them up somewhere.
No. The old ones become like dust cloths and stuff like that.
Oh no, dude! Come on. Yeah. Man. No.
Yeah. Hold on. They become dust cloths. They become dog toys. What you do? You get a empty water bottle. You know, put the top on, put it in a sock, tie it up. And the dog loves it. He goes crazy. Loves it. See, you got to learn to recycle stuff. But in underwear, I love underwear, man. I'm telling you, I went and got me some underwear. I got the wicker moisture kind, you know, that keeps you cool and dry down there and everything. I mean, yeah, man, I go shopping all the time.
Mm-hmm.
For me, some, you know, and that's the thing. That's the thing.
But that's what you see. You went and bought yourself some underwear. So I mean, I don't know, man. I just think that men just, even our attitude just makes
men
us like we don't really.
Men are cheaper.
Yeah.
Men are cheaper, because think about it. If companies out there want to make their money, they're not going to waste their time on guys who will just be happy with whatever they get, right? Because they know when it's Mother's Day. When it's a woman event, the guys are going to spend the money, right? They want that puntang. They want to get in there, right? They want to be in the good graces. So they're going to be charging lots more for flowers, lots more for chocolate, you know?
See, that's the problem. Yeah. We should make the pickle more difficult for them to get. we make the pickle too easy for them to get. So they ain't gonna spend no money on us. Check this out. The little gift sets, you go to Walmart, get a gift set for your father on Father's Day. What's in it? You got a socks, a tie, and some cheap cologne. That's in the little box set, right?
Yeah.
Guess what? You're getting all three gifts, but not on the same day. You're getting them throughout the year. Birthday, Father's Day, and Christmas. They take that gift pack, pay you $15 for it. You get the socks on your birthday. You get, you know, the tie on Father's Day, and you get the cologne on Christmas.
By the time you've had all of that and you've got the complete set, one, you know, the socks are worn out, the tie is, you know, needs a wash. It's never going to fit together again, probably, is it really?
No, see, and that's what I be getting upset about, man, because if I go out and do all this for you, I want some of that too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So
I want to be taken out to a nice fancy restaurant.
Well, I think women need to hear this. I think women need to hear this. I would say, what is our wish list for Father's Day presents? Come, let's think of this. Let's help the people listening to this podcast. we can do this. Come on. Okay. So, what would you prefer, Rach?
Okay. Here is my ultimate Father's Day. I get breakfast in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Then after breakfast, give me a little sex. After sex, we get dressed in some new clothes that you bought me. We go out for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to show me off in my new clothes too.
And
you know the world.
And she has to pay, right? She has to pay. It's only the right thing. Yeah.
Right. She has to pay.
Mm-hmm.
After lunch, we go to like the pier, sit out and chill. Get some ice cream. Then we head on over to the movies.
That's it.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
We're going to see the movie that I want to see and you're paying for it.
And she should know exactly what popcorn and drink combo you like because she should know you. She should know you by now, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, after that, we're going out to a fancy restaurant. But mm-hmm. first, we got to go back home and change into another outfit
that
you bought.
There we go.
Are these dresses?
And you get to put on your cologne, that she bought you,
yeah,
hopefully in the morning. Yeah, yeah.
Are these dresses and bras?
But
no. This is
the new Batman outfit.
You know the suit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to show me off.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And she should be buying.
I am arm candy for you today. Show me off.
And. Don't forget, she needs to be treating the kid as well to get brownie points with you, right? Because obviously round two needs to happen at the end of the evening. And if she wants round two, she's going to have to behave herself.
Right. And then after dinner, you're going to present me with the ultimate gift, a new tech toy.
There we go.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
That's the wow factor right there. Wow.
Shit.
Yeah,
she has to bring you home. She has to bring you home, but not too late because the kid has to go, you know, to bed right early for school the next day.
That's crazy.
There we go. And then we don't want any of her friends calling, you know, during that time because it's you and her time, right?
Oh no.
Yeah.
The friends can call after I get my tech gift.
That's it. Oh. What about round
the
two?
Friends can call all.
Well, what about round two? What about round two?
I'm too tired after I got my gift.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think you pretty much summed it up there. Yeah. I think if life was like that for us guys, I think we would, I think Father's Day would be more popular because the industries out there would actually see money in it, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, no, man. That's a lot of stuff for a man to be going through.
What?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to spend that much time like that, man. That's a lot of time.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Man. That's crazy.
How's that too much time?
That's crazy right there, man. That's too much work right there. I just want, just give me, if I had to pick something, it would be strictly give me something tech-wise. And that's it. Let me be. I don't need no breakfast in bed and new dressing me and put me on new clothes and walk me outside, show me off. It's a damn dog show, man. I'm not doing all that shit, man. I wouldn't ask you to do all that shit for me.
Hold on. But do you do it for Mother's Day?
Sometimes, yes, but I don't. Yeah.
See? What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Oh, man. That worked that way.
Yes.
No, dude.
Yeah, that's how I work. That's exactly how I work.
See, I knew that's how Reg was thinking. You see, that's why I was egging him on there. I was flaming the fans. I was flaming it.
That's too much. Yeah. Action. Yeah.
In my mind, I was just reversing things, you know, as to what's the right thing to treat a lady for the day. If you were to swap that round, you know, what would it sound like? So I was loving it. I was loving every minute of that.
I couldn't.
I think just, you know, traditionally it's just not as popular as Mother's Day, and you know, I think the consensus is that guys aren't really bothered, really, if it's less popular, because as you've heard from at least two-thirds of this audience, that it's actually not that bad. It's not that bad at all. I don't think guys are actually that perturbed about it too much. Yeah, you know, you might get the old one that's a bit perturbed, you know, about what, it, but I think
that's because you guys are scared of y'all women, man. That's what it is.
What?
No, we're just lazy.
Y'all scared.
No.
Yeah.
We're
scared, man, we're just lazy.
Man, yeah.
Just chill. I'm just laid back. Hold up. I don't need all that extra stuff, man.
Man, I need all that extra stuff. Because guess what? Guess what?
You're a woman.
If I don't get that extra stuff, there's some woman out there that will give me that extra stuff, and I'll say bye-bye, and on to the new.
Whoa.
See? Right there.
It's a whole new level now.
Yeah, now you can also go deep. Deep.
Retract the claws.
You're in a safe place.
You're in a safe place.
What's good for the geese is good for the gander.
Because
if we didn't do that for our women, first dude that came along and show them any attention, they go.
Yeah, but that's when we're all young and stupid, we do those kind of things, right? But once we hit our 50s and 60s, we know better, you know?
No. No. That's women, period. I know I'm about to ruffle some feathers, but that's women, period.
Oh.
If a guy comes along and show her any attention that you're not giving her, I don't care how old she is, she's gone.
What? I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know about that one, dude.
Really? Yeah, okay, I'll tell you what. All the stuff that you do for your wife now, just stop.
Sure.
And don't do it anymore. Just stop.
I'm pretty sure some men out there that's been talking to our wives at their work jobs, whatever, that's probably saying something smooth or something, and they ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
Man, okay. All right. I'm telling y'all, man.
Although I say, I think I know where you're coming from. I think that where you're coming from is if you treat them mean, right?
You know, that's different.
Yeah, if you were to treat them mean, right, and then someone half your age, you know, and half your weight size and had double your hair, would give them attention, positive attention, and make them feel special, yes, you would be in trouble for sure. But if you treat your woman right, you know, and I don't care what he looks like, unless he's George Clooney or Brad Pitt or what's the other guy?
Or William Levy.
What's that guy? Or The Rock. What's the other guy? What's that handsome guy? What's his name?
Pretty Rick. What they call it?
Oh. Forget his name now. He was in a movie recently. What was his name?
Never mind.
Jason Momoa.
Someone. Right. Somebody who's really good looking.
If you're Thor.
There we go. Okay, Thor. I'm telling you now, your wife would swoon. But all she would probably want is a short-term physical relationship. That would be about it. I know she wouldn't. She knows she can't do a long-term, you know, with that person. It would just be sex. That's all it would be. That's it. I mean, you can deal with that, right? I mean, yeah.
No, I can't. Let me tell you. When my wife first got together, I gave her. I used to love giving massages. I massaged her all the time. She complains now because I don't do it. And I know good and well, if the right dude come along and massage her back, I'm done. I'm finished. So what I do now, I give her massages. But the thing is, I give her massages when she's asleep. And then because here's the funny thing, I massage her back, you can hear her moaning while she's asleep, right? So when she wakes up, she goes, I said, you know, I give you massages when you sleep. Why? I don't know you're doing it. Well,
yes,
you'd be moaning
does.
Like you know.
Oh, yes, she does.
That's what I say. But and then she goes, you used to give massages like for hours. Now it's like 2 seconds. Like, you know, but I know I got to keep giving her massages because if not, she's gone.
But she's not gone because he gave her a massage.
Mm-mm.
She was gone before that.
Oh, yeah.
Because how is he going to touch her to give her a massage so she knows she even likes it without letting him touch her?
There we go.
She go to the spa, man. She go to the spa. Get a massage at the spa.
But you know, but
dude,
you know,
that happens anyway. You're not professional. You're not a professional masseuse. So if she go, you get a massage, they go to a professional to do it. It's gonna be a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not.
Yes, it's
almost.
A difference. No, it's almost
because
you don't do it the same amount of time that they do. You don't do it the technique that they have. It's the difference.
Well, the technique kind of, because I did go to school to become a masseuse like years ago. Man, one day I should sit down and tell you guys like everything I've done.
No, but this is interesting. This is very interesting. So you wanted to become a masseuse when you were younger, right?
Yeah, I also wanted to do nails. I was
okay.
Okay,
right.
That
explained. That explained the Father's Day thing right there.
That's it. Mystery solved.
See. Here's the thing. I know we're on a tangent, but here's the thing. I wanted to do nails. The reason why I wanted to do nails, I saw money in it, and I also saw potential women to be around, to go out on dates with. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was taking that player level to a whole new level. I was going to be a gigolo. That was my ultimate goal, to be a gigolo.
A manhole.
Yeah.
And your way in was to do nails.
Yeah, because at the time, like I said, I saw money in it. Plus, there was this little Asian dude that
had a cute butt.
I used to hang around, and he was doing nails, and he had like these. He had some of the finest women I ever seen.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he was going out with them.
Oh, he was going out with them. That's how I met him. I met him at the club with one of these flying behind women, and they were in the corner all, yeah. And I met him at the club and was talking to him, and we eventually became friends and stuff, and he was telling me about how many women he was getting, how much money he was making, and I was like, yeah, a little Asian dude, man. He was, yeah.
Yeah, I tend to take those kinds of conversations with a pinch of salt. It's not, nothing is always as it seems. It may look fantastic, but I think if you were to poke under the hood a little bit, you'll find that some of that was all just bravado. I could be wrong.
Oh, no.
I could be wrong, but I'll put money on it to say that he was probably, you know, he was blowing the truth up a little bit.
I don't know, because the woman he's married to now, yeah, she's like, she kind of looks like Ice-T's wife a little bit, Coco. Mm. And okay. Yeah, she's, yeah.
Red, you have an interesting life. We should do a whole segment just on Red's life.
Yeah, we should, yeah.
Man, that would be a freaking winner.
I'm telling y'all, man, I mean, I was into a lot of stuff, man. Into a lot stuff interests me, you know. So, and with me coming from a small town and moving to a place like Atlanta, where, you know, and then moving to DC, where I met another bunch of people that was different for me. It was yeah, fun, interesting.
Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's get into the actual topics we have. We'll be talking about is being a coward, is that an arrestable offense? a little entertainment news discussion about Swamp Thing being canceled, And what else do we have on the agenda today?
I think that is it for today.
That's it.
Yeah.
I don't understand either. Don't worry.
Thank you, Siri. That was our conversation. So, we have our first topic has to do with a former Broward County Sheriff Deputy who was arrested because he was one of the armed policemen there at the Stoneman Douglas High School 16 months ago.
Yeah,
where the school got shot up.
That's it.
And he hit. 11 minutes after the shooting began, 17 people were dead, and another 17 people was injured. The surveillance video shows Peterson hit for almost an hour. Wow. Never setting a foot inside the school that he had sworn to protect. So while the shooter was going, he was outside hiding, never went to the school at all. So now he's arrested and he's doing time. So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, like, I can see why he would be in serious trouble. If you sign up for a job to be a police officer and you on the site when the shooting began and you hide, that's definitely an issue.
Yeah, I think the story also says he was the only one assigned to that campus, right? So he was the only policeman there. Mm-hmm. And obviously when the shooting started, he panicked, clearly. Because one of the officers that actually ran up to him when they arrived on the scene said that he was, he was in a state of panic, pacing up and down, left and right. You know, he was literally confused. So it was almost like he was having a panic attack. And he's a senior officer. He's been, 33 years in the force or something. So he's been around a while. And it just goes to show that, he may not have seen much action in his career. And I think the one time that he does see it, he absolutely falls apart, I would imagine you see the same thing on the battlefield in the army as well. I would imagine, I don't think it's uncommon. But saying that, because obviously high schools are such high risk areas now, the police probably need to up their shit tests to find out, whether the officers that they're deploying are actually up for the task or not, And I think in this case, it's just a real shame that he couldn't perform his duties, arresting him. Okay, I would imagine if some other policeman may have been there who was more capable. Yeah, maybe he could have saved some lives. So, maybe they should have.
Yeah, see, he was basically, he was 33 years with the Sheriff's Department in Broward County. And after he retired, he took the cushiony job of being a police officer at the school. That's what most of them do, because it's a cushy job.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing bad ever happens. until now.
Yeah, and see, and I was thinking, 33 years on the sheriff's department, in Broward County, then he should have seen some action, but he probably did because Broward County isn't that big in Florida. He probably didn't see that much action. I understand him having a panic attack because people always say, "Well, if I was there, I would have did this." Mm-hmm. Hindsight is beautiful, but the thing is, when you're actually faced with a situation, you don't know what you'll do. Because mm-hmm. I used to say all the time, somebody pull a gun out on me, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna do this. Well, the first time I had a gun put out on me, I pissed in my pants.
If you are in that job to protect people, do you still kind of see why he would not do anything? Like,
he was scared.
I feel like he should have.
I think.
Now, I can see you scared for the first 10 minutes, maybe, but a whole hour?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
okay, but
I mean, who knows what he was going through? Who knows what going through? You know, for us it was an hour. For him, it could have been 12 minutes. You know,
and even in the story, the first arriving officer said that he was in this panic, panic state of mind or whatever. So yeah,
I mean, maybe you still panic instead of mind, but do you still go in there and do your job and protect these people or try to?
No, because I'm scared.
Yeah.
Forget y'all. I'm scared.
Well, you know what? We're probably missing a lot of information here, as usual. I mean, what if this officer had been, in, let's say 10 years ago, had been involved in a traumatic experience on the job that's probably left him scarred, emotionally scarred? And let's just say that, you know, maybe he suffers panic attacks, you know, every so often. And it just so happens that this triggered it, you know. Or maybe he just had flashbacks. You never know, you know.
But you would think that would be a record of some, though.
Yeah, true. And then also...
You got to pass a psych eval to do this
Well, this is what I'm saying. I think they probably need to improve their shit test so they can actually determine whether or not whoever they're deploying is capable, you know.
But see, that's the thing, though. For that cushiony job at the high school... He didn't have to go through a sack eval for that.
Probably not.
He should have gone through some kind of process, though.
But
this could be his ex-sheriff, Max, whatever he was. Yeah.
But I think it's clear that whatever policies have in place or whatever criteria probably needs to change now, because obviously high school shootings are becoming more and more of a thing, that perhaps the police being deployed to those institutions need to be perhaps of a higher caliber, you know?
But see, that... Going back to the sack eval thing, I think the police officers should go through a sack eval at least every 3 to 5 years. Because think about it, if he passed it when he was a sheriff, the deputy sheriff, after he retired from that, you don't have to give him a sack eval to go sign up to be a police officer at a school because you were a deputy sheriff.
I don't know their process, so I couldn't.
Yeah, their process probably needs to change. Yeah.
I don't know when they have psych evals. Kelly probably a good one to have him. Kelso was him who could ask him. Mm. But I don't know how often they do psych stuff or not. Maybe they should just put active police, not retired police, or just active one who actually on out there now instead of putting people just. I don't know.
Because from what I understand is that's why I say they should change the rules and give it to them like at least 2-3 to 5 years, because we have a bunch of police officers now that are in the city that I live in that have come from other places who have gotten in trouble in other departments, and they just ship them off to small towns instead of giving them a sack eval and seeing if they're capable or should be still on the police force.
Yeah.
And that I found out through another police officer who retired and started her bakery, her own bake shop. And I used to hang out there and eat her cupcakes, and we would talk, and she was good friends with my sister-in-law, and she was telling us all this stuff, man. So I'm like, yeah, they really do need to work on that.
A lot of parents are pretty pissed. One of the comments was, I have no comment except to say, right in hell, Scott Peterson. This guy's daughter, she died in the attack. Yeah, it's kind of hard. I mean, I don't know. I think it's really kind of hard to take a side with this one. But if I was a parent, had a kid die there, I'd be like, arrest his ass right now. Mm. But I don't. I still feel the pain, but I do feel like if he signed up for that job, regardless of his mental whatever, to protect that school, and it happens, and you go high for a whole hour, that is a problem. And I think you should get disciplined.
No, I agree. I think there should be something in there, and if anything, it's going to help set a standard for all the other, let's say, retired cops that are at schools, right? And perhaps they need to change their entry requirement, as you say, whether right. it be active police or ex-SWAT or whatever, you know? But but clearly they need a higher caliber, and they probably need more than one. I think this has highlighted a few areas that perhaps need to be addressed, you know, the amount of cops, the quality of cops, and, you know, and making sure that their procedures for entry of these individuals is of a high caliber so that you get good quality people on site, you know?
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I'm just sitting here thinking, but, okay, the story says he hid for an hour. Mm. Who was there timing him?
On the cameras. Cameras.
The cameras. The cameras, yeah. Camera saw him. It shows him.
Show him hiding for an entire hour.
Yeah, it was 45, 48, between 45 and 48 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, they have a video.
Okay. The reason why I say that is because I like news stories, especially written, I question a lot of it because recently shooting that happened right over here by my house where they killed the dog and said that the dog was attacking and said the police officer was bit and I saw from after the shots were fired on, I didn't see a police officer who was bit, because if it was, why didn't you call an ambulance? Then on top of that, they said it, the newspaper said it happened at 6 p.m. in the evening, which was a lie. It happened at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Because I was at home. I mean, you know, sometimes I question stuff because are they getting the whole story correct or, you know.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm telling you now, if I was hired, see, I'm switching positions now because I was on his side the other day. Today, I'm on, like, should he be arrested? Yes, he should, because he was a coward and a punk.
but put it this way, I mean, you know, he's the only cop on site. And I thought to myself, you know, when I first heard about this, I assumed he was waiting for backup, right? I mean, you see it on the movies. I mean, they will not move into a building or anywhere until there's backup, right? But so I think it's easy to assume that, you know, he may have been able to save a few lives, but, you know, he may well have died as well as, I think it was 11 people. So he may 17, sorry. So he may, you know, there may have been 18 people dead that day, you know, had he gone in there, you know. So you just don't know how these things are going to pan out, you know. You just don't know.
I'm seeing what you're saying, Safa.
Yeah.
Because, but it's totally opposite than the young kid that got killed stopping a shooting about a month ago.
Yeah, but he was at the right place at the right time. I mean, he rushed the guy straight away. Where is this story? This all happened in the building. The policeman was outside the building, and according to his story, which is obviously needs some interpretation, but he could have sworn that the fire was actually coming from outside the building.
From the outside, yeah, right. He thought it was a sniper.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the news also reports that his story is inconsistent, although they haven't provided any other version to corroborate that. But now that he has been arrested, I would imagine the authorities are going to try and get their story straight, right? So there's probably going to be more to this as it develops. But, you know.
I don't think it's outside, though, man.
I don't know.
Because if you're outside, though. Again, we don't know, but let's say, I mean, sound, echo,
no,
people screaming something.
Yeah, I would imagine with 17
the first shot,
people
you say, oh, it's outside, let me go outside. Now you outside, and by in the building, you hear 34, 41 shots, you can't still think it's outside.
Yeah, and you're going to hear people screaming, and they're all going to be screaming in the building, no?
Yes. No.
Yeah, but still, in a moment, we never know.
Well, that's it. I think he lost his ability to think clearly, and I think that's probably why he thought it was coming. Well, that's just an excuse. I don't think he wanted to go in the building clearly. And I just think he just went into an absolute panic attack. And I think, I don't think he ever thought he'd ever react the way he did. Unless, as you say, you know, maybe he's from a force that maybe he didn't do so well, and they just gave him that job as a way for him to just have a retirement. You never know, right?
I think he just got scared. He freaked out. Yeah. And he didn't want to die.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's how most of us...
Nothing done by himself.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I would say most people would have probably reacted the same way. You know, I'm not saying all people would have. I mean, obviously, there are some exceptions. But, you know, he obviously panicked. Can you blame him? You can take his job away. I mean, you can take his job away. You can take his livelihood away because obviously he can't fulfill that anymore. But can you blame him?
I can, man. You in that profession, dude. For 33 years, you're a cop.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, I know. Still, no, I'm asking the question, can you blame him? And obviously, yeah, you can.
I say you can't. You can't because again, he's human. Yeah. And humans act and react differently.
Not when you train.
Every situation.
When you train, hold on, you can, you're trained but to kick
you
in.
Can be trained, you can be trained. You can be trained all day long. They train cops not to shoot people, but they still do.
No, they don't. They train to shoot in the chest.
They
kill shot every time. That's why they train them. That's why they kill people. They train to do that. They train to shoot dead point in the chest. That's what they do all the time. Innocent or not. So this guy was trained for 33 years as a cop to protect people. He signed up for it. Not once. Got out and signed up for it again. And now he's in the corner hiding? No. He's all by himself. But he's alive now. Those 17 people are dead. And you know, we'll see what happens. He'll probably get a spank on his hand or something.
No. He's been charged with 17 counts.
I hope so.
But still, though, I don't blame him. He could be trained, whatever. I still don't blame him because when it comes down to it, yeah.
But you feel that way? Your kid was one of the ones that got killed?
Can't help but feel that way. I think about it. I would feel that way even if my kid was hit by a drunk driver.
What? You could be like, what?
I'm not going to. See, the thing is, I'm taking the emotions out of it and I'm taking the emotions out of it because see, most of the time that's how we think. We're thinking with our emotions instead of thinking of, you know, about forgiving that person and learning from that situation and moving on.
So they shouldn't be arrested if the drunk driver hits your kid and kill him? They should just be talked to and say, don't do it again?
No, but that's the thing. That he should face punishment for his action.
Oh, okay.
But as far as charging him with 17 counts of murder and stuff like that, no.
Maybe two or three. Maybe he could have saved two or three. Not even, he couldn't save 17.
No. I think we're missing so many facts about what happened that day. You know what I mean? I think we're just going on what's being reported. And we've seen this so many times before when a story's been reported by the media, right, that leaves out very critical pieces of information. So I think before they start throwing 17 counts on him and this and next thing, then they need to make sure that they know the story from both sides.
Yeah, I don't think the 17 going to stick.
No, but it's all a publicity thing, right? So it's all just trying to get, you know, justice for some, you know, they're trying to get justice from something where, you know, you can't get justice from this at all, you know?
Yeah, I think in the long run, he might just lose his whatever he has to be a security guard, a cop, whatever. I think he's going to lose that, but I don't think he's going to get 17 counts of murder. Though.
No, that would just be insane.
All right, let's get to the next topic real quick. How much time we got? Where we at?
We're at 45.
Oh, shoot. All right, 15 minutes. Let's entertainment news. Swamp Thing. We see Sci-Fi was canceled, right?
It is, after its first episode or season or whatever the whatever it was. But yeah, it's been canceled.
I didn't even know it was showing. I didn't even see the one episode yet.
Have they even released it yet? I'm not sure if they've even released it yet.
I haven't even seen it released.
I think it's still up and coming, maybe, but I don't think it's hit the airwaves yet. But who knows what the cause was? I think there's been a controversy as to what it was. But creative differences or, you know, whatever was going on behind the scenes, I think it's a sad thing to happen, you know, given that I've seen the trailer for it. For those of you who haven't seen the trailer, definitely go and watch it. Horror like you've never seen. You know, this is meant to be a miniseries. I thought to myself, my God, this is something out of Stephen King, you know. Mm-hmm. It's really, really well done. And for it to be cancelled like that, I think, is a real shame.
That's crazy, because a lot of people are looking forward for this. Everybody been wanting something, show a movie for the longest, and now. And people are getting excited about this, and now it's canceled. That's crazy.
Yep, you're going to have to just stick with Endgame and all the Marvel. Yeah, you have to go with Marvel this year, guys. Unfortunately, DC is just not quite up to it. So I guess we're just going to have to Marvel it, you know?
Well, Swamp Thing, wasn't it going to be on the DC network? Yeah, I think so.
Maybe, I don't know. But DC got a good show. They're like Titans is good as hell. Titans good. So DC got good animation, comics, and good like little miniseries like Titans.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not doing nothing in the movie theaters.
Well, you know they're trying to do a remake of Akira.
Who?
Oh, I don't know who. Some Hollywood company is trying to do that. I think it's in the works. I'm not sure if it's been cast yet, but I know that it's definitely on the radar to be done. So Akira, and they did Ghost in the Machine, right? So now Akira looks like to be the next one. So it'll be interesting to see how they do that one. But
yeah. I don't know who does it.
I'm not too forward looking. Anyway, I can't even talk right. I'm not looking forward to seeing Akira. I saw. Now, did you guys see the cartoon on Hulu?
Well, you mean the original manga, yeah, Akira film? Yeah. Years ago. Yeah, years, like decades ago, even.
I didn't watch it.
Oh man,
you should check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
There was this one show that I wanted. Oh, I can't even think of it. Dagnabbit. I forgot the name of it, but it was kind of like I think it was a Japanese or a Chinese film where they had these kids from the school. They're taken to this island and they got to survive. And the movie was supposed to release it here in the States during the Columbine incident, and right after the Columbine incident, they pulled it and you couldn't find the DVD or nothing nowhere. But then a friend of mine had it and he gave me the DVD and I saw it, and I recently saw it on one of the streaming services like maybe 5 years ago. Can't think of it right.
Like Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, kind of like that.
I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you who was in it. You remember Kill Bill?
Yeah.
You remember the young Chinese girl with the ball in the chain?
Yes, vaguely.
Yeah, she was in it, and she was one of the stars in the movie that I'm talking about.
Okay.
Oh man, if I run across it, I'll be hating that, man.
I can't figure out what it is. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
That's what happens when you get old, man. Your memory goes.
Tell me about it. The Lord. I know something. I was going to Dallas the other day. I'm at a red light, and it's a guy in a wheelchair that's waiting to cross the street. The light turns green for him to walk. He gets out of his wheelchair.
No.
Runs across the street, puts no. the wheelchair, gets the other crossing, and get back in and roll away.
Ha
I do a double take. I'm like, what? I just see. Yeah.
Did you look for any cameras? Did you look for any cameras? Was anyone following him, filming him?
I didn't see no. I didn't realize anything like that. But I like this dude just ran across the street with the wheelchair and got back in and rolled off.
I think they did something very similar in London many years ago. There was this guy, comedian, dressed up as a really old, like, rickety man with, like, his World War II uniform on, you know. And he's kind of hunched over with a walking stick. And he goes, he's at a zebra crossing. And obviously the cars stop and he walks. But he walks, like, at half paces at half the speed. To the point where there was a guy on a motorcycle waiting. You know, it was obviously cars as well. The guy got off the motorcycle. He actually put his arm around him and helped him to cross the road, you know, because he was moving too slow. So he was trying to speed him up, you know, but not too much, but enough to kind of like keep him going, because the old boy would kind of stop, catch his breath, and then carry on walking and then stop, you know. And so he helps him to the other end. And as he's kind of almost at the other end of the street, the biker then runs back to his bike. And as he gets on his bike, he looks. And as the old boy, as he hits the pavement on the other end, he stands up straight and then starts walking these big long strides down the footpath, down the pavement. Everyone just looked like double take, like, what the hell?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
All right, y'all. That'll be it for the show today. Thanks for listening to us. Don't forget, you can leave messages, contact us. You got anything you want us to talk about, let us know on topics. And also make sure you follow us on Instagram and
Twitter.
Share Twitter and all that good stuff. Anything y'all
want to
say?
I'm going to tell y'all. Yeah, I don't want them to follow me on Instagram or Twitter. Mm-hmm. Just follow me on the podcast. That's it. I don't care about that other stuff.
Okay.
The reverse psychology there from Rich. And from me, I would say I'm still boycotting Gillette. So, yeah.
Yes.
I'm still doing that. In fact, I'm seeing ads now on Facebook. I saw it yesterday, where guys and girls are now promoting safety razors. I'm like, yes. And they're saying how cheap it is and how well they shave and how your grandfather did this and people in the Second World War did. I'm like, yes, woman. Yes, man. That's exactly right. Like, now you're starting to see the light. You are saving hundreds, if not thousands of dollars by doing this. Welcome to the revolution, people.
Sapa, I'm sorry. I'm with you 100%, but I can't get with the safety razors.
Why
but
not?
Gillette got this... Hold on, Gillette got this new razor that heats up, yo.
You saw it?
I'm like, yeah.
I remember. Don't go to the dark side. Okay, we talked about this.
I'm not going to the dark side because I hate Gillette. But god dang, that sucker heat up.
Oh. I saw that too, dude. I thought I saw it too. I like Red and Sam. Ain't gonna be happy about this.
Oh man.
Yo, yeah, man. Hey, did y'all see that new electric Volkswagen van?
Yeah.
Dude, that shit is sick. You see the steering wheel, oh, man? Like, it's crazy, man. Yo. Oh, my God. Man.
Oh,
I need to go and check this out.
It's the new Volkswagen Beetle van. That's what it is, the van, right? Beetle van.
Yeah.
I don't get the name of it yet. It's all electric, man. It's not here in the States yet, though, right?
It's not here in the States yet, man. That is what making me want to move to a foreign country.
Well, Canada is not that far from you.
No, they're coming.
Hold on, man. I ain't going to Canada.
Reg, you come visit me. We going to Canada. It's right here.
No.
Yes, you are going to Canada and visit Canada.
No, hold on. They ship Justin Bieber down here. They ship Drake down here. They ship way back, my boy from Back to the Future. They shipped him down here. Man, no. I'm not going to Canada.
I'm going to take you to Canada so you can see it, man. Be there for while I visit. So
no.
You better quit saying that, but we'll take pictures of Canada.
I ain't going to Canada. I hate their flag. I hate their flag. I hate they hockey teams. I hate their baseball teams. I hate their basketball teams. Their football sucks. Well, I hate Canada. It's cold.
Wasn't Richard Pryor from Canada?
No.
What?
No.
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
I like Canada.
Man, cool. You about to make man, Safa, you about to make me jump on the plane, man.
Jamaican after parties in Canada, dude.
Man, no. Yeah. If I want to go to a Jamaican after party, I'll go to the one right down the street. There's a bunch of Jamaicans here. Yeah, no.
That's Jamaican mafia. You want to go with them?
No. No. Canada.
All right. Fine, then. You're always going to Canada, like I say.
Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon.
Yeah, maple syrup. Right,
maple syrup. Maple syrup even sucks.
No, it don't. That's good shit, dude. Ugh.
Listen to you. Even you called it shit.
Oh, yeah, it's good shit.
Good shit. I don't eat good shit. I don't eat. No.
Oh, my goodness. All right, y'all. So that's it for the show. Thanks for listening. We appreciate every last one of y'all. And we'll talk to you next week. I'm out of here. Peace. We out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.